George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. So those listening on the web around the world, aloha from Hawaii. And sorry you're not here enjoying the nice weather. We're having beautiful weather now. Beautiful. They blew out all the, what do you call that smoke? Smog?
No, V-O-G.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry about not being on the air last week Saturday because of the tsunami. A lot of people got upset because the tsunami didn't come and they went through all the trouble. But you know, it's better it never came instead of it coming and we're taking a smash on the economy with all the damages.
Well, and it was good practice too.
Yeah, but you cannot make people happy. They're always upset. They're upset that it didn't come. They're upset if it comes. They're upset with everything. They ought to go back to sleep. Anyway, the topic today is about the Toyota accelerator pedals. I know they're trying to fix the problem, but my opinion is it's the pedal switch, and not the carpet, not the mat, not anything else. Because these cars are known to accelerate on its own without you stepping on the pedal. So how is the floor mat going to jump up and go onto the gas pedal?
Well, what is the pedal switch, George?
It's attached to the accelerator pedal, and it tells the computer how much throttle to put on. So the computer decides how much to adjust the engine at.
So there's no direct linkage between your pedal and the accelerator?
No. Just the computer and wires. And they want to do that with the steering. Not Toyota, but everybody. They want to take away the steering shaft and put electric wires down to an electric motor to turn your wheels left to right.
Well, that's the way most of your new airplanes fly.
Yeah, but...
they fly by wire.
Yeah, but, you know, airplanes are... flying in the air, and they're not in traffic, bumper to bumper.
Well, they are in some kind of traffic.
Yeah, but you got, imagine going down the freeway at 70 miles an hour, and the computer decides, I think we're going to turn now.
Well, that could be on a plane too, right, George?
Yeah, but there's no plane next to you.
I don't know. I've seen some of the radars before on TV. It's pretty scary. Yeah. And you're traveling about 300 to 500 miles an hour.
Already we got bad drivers.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Look around.
But anyway, George, good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming. Good
Our
thing
pleasure.
That tsunami didn't come and wash you guys away.
Well, you can tell me about it.
Anyway, just to let you know, not only Toyota has this problem. Nissans and everybody else have some kind of a problem with either the brakes or the accelerator. Because we're finding that we came across two Nissan Maximas that did just the opposite from Toyota. They don't accelerate. And when you want it to go, it don't go. And here comes the car, the guy's thinking that you're getting out of his way, and you're stopped.
You mean you step on the accelerator, nothing happens?
Yeah. Nothing. It's just idling. And one of the my customers was driving down the freeway, and he's flying along, and all of a sudden he's stepping on the pedal and wondering how come the car is not picking up speed. What a predicament. And, you know, you're on the freeway, everybody's flying and...
And expecting you to do the same.
Yeah.
Keep and up you, with the traffic.
If you stop in the middle of it, oh, you know what they're going to do to you. They're going to give you the number one.
Or else, you're going to get nailed.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the topic. And if you got any questions, you want to comment on anything, give us a call at 296-5467. And the other thing I'd like to mention from time to time is if, because we move so many times, radio station, if you don't find us on this station, go to the website and you'll find where we move to.
And again, what's the website, George?
www.georgenita.com. Very, very easy. I have a small trivia this afternoon. An easy one. Who is the voice of the opening of the show? Okay. Let me know who is that person and make it a little harder. Where does he work? Okay? So, anyway. Tire pressure is very important. A lot of people are running around under pressure, low pressure, and they don't believe in running the proper tire pressure. And just to let you know the world mentality, in racing, whether it's Indy, drag racing, anything, the new tire pressure that they're running is up in the 50, 60, and 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're not down like the old days when Earl Char was running at 4 pounds.
Why, to get a better footprint?
They found that by going the higher pressure, they get more mile per hour, better rolling, and they get a good tire footprint off the line. Plus, when they pop the throttle, when they hit that throttle, the wheel turns in that milliseconds, the tire is turning. But if you have low pressure, the wheel will turn, which is the rim, the tire will not turn.
You rip out a valve stem.
And it does. It just flexes and you have a delayed reaction. And everything in racing now is down to the milliseconds. So, you go high pressure. But still today, people don't believe in high pressure. Up to them. It's their tire, their gas mileage, their everything.
What is, I've seen a number of figures, but one is, for every 5 pounds under optimum pressure, you lose a mile per gallon?
2 to 3.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Who's on the phone?
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, George, I got a couple questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why they put nitrogen in the tire? I bought tires not too long ago, and it says nitrogen fuel. And the second question is, why does one of the gas brands put nitrogen in the gas?
The nitrogen in the gas, I'd like to see. That I cannot believe.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to remember, these companies tell you they put in whatever.
10% ethanol.
How the hell you know? You know, it's all sales. As far as the nitrogen in the tires, nitrogen in tires is excellent for racing.
Oh, but I'm not going to race. I can go more than 80 miles an hour.
There's nothing to your advantage to have it in a street car.
So when go low, I can put regular air inside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You will never know the difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to know. I was wondering where I can buy nitrogen or how can I fill
yeah,
up.
It's only good for racing because what nitrogen does is when you do the burnouts and stuff with your race car,
yeah,
the tire pressure does not change.
It's an inert gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't change the tire pressure, so your race car becomes more consistent. And I don't think you're looking for consistency to drive from point A to point B, right?
Oh, one tank gas left me 1 month now.
Really?
man. I got fired from my job, so I got no place.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, any other questions on tire pressure? 296-5467. And nitrogen is also a sales thing. People think, oh, it's high tech. I like to have that in my car. So they go and buy the tire. Yeah. The world is running out of oil. I know lots of people don't believe it, especially Salina. He said, no. Lots of oil in the world. Yeah, okay. You stay with the oil, and you come see me when it's all gone. Because I'm going to tell you, no. There's lots of oil. Go look for it. Don't use ethanol. Anyway.
The paradox of that, George, is that Brazil is probably the heaviest user of ethanol of any country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they are also now finding the greatest oil deposits the world has ever seen.
Yeah, but that oil cannot make fuel, Theodore. That's what I found out. That's oil, yeah, but it cannot be made into fuel.
Why?
I don't know. The oil companies told me that. Not all the oil you get out of the ground or from the rocks or whatever can be used for fuel.
Well, I think that's a misstatement, George. It can be used for fuel. It just simply costs a lot more to refine it.
No. He said you can't use it. They can use it for motor oil, but they cannot use it for fuel. I don't know. There's something missing from it, and he didn't go into detail because our meeting was already 4.5 hours long, and we're running out of time. Anyway. The other thing is I'd like to talk about is headlights. People have problems keeping their eyeballs on the car clean. How is your car going to see where he's going if his eyes are all foggy? I don't know. Go glass bead your glasses and see if you can see. Anyway, let's get to calls. Who's on the line?
We have Ray from Kailua.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, how you doing, George?
Okay, and how are you?
All right. Hey, I wanted to answer your question.
Okay.
That's Bill Payson.
Who?
Bill Payson.
Okay.
Opens the show.
Okay.
And his day job is down at BMW.
What is he?
Huh? He's what? A salesman at BMW.
Oh, okay.
He used to be a radio announcer.
Oh, okay. You want a free safety check.
Oh, that's good. I could use one.
Okay. Just come in and you'll get a free safety check. If your car passes.
Oh, I guarantee my car is very good.
Okay. It better be.
Sure, my car is.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right. You bet. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
How's it, George? How's it, guys?
Hey, good.
Hey.
You know, I just love the fact, George, that every once in a while you say, you know, love the people that are with you that are still alive because you never know when.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that this week. On Saturday, my neighbors they had their tent fumigated or their house fumigated on Friday. They were out at Kaimana Hotel down in Waikiki. They got kicked out early in the morning because the hotel is so small, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They came back home. I scolded them. Why you come back home? But that's the way it was. So I stayed, you know, I helped them, gave them a portable radio, my neighbor table and chairs, you know, try to make them comfortable because they had to wait for the fumigators and who knows when, right?
Because
mm-hmm. they were supposed to come in the morning, but they closed. It was just all bad timing. That whole thing continued. She went in Monday morning, the wife, and this is, you know, personal friends of mine. She goes out to Castle Medical Center for knee replacement surgery. She's in the hospital, and on Wednesday morning, she finds out that her husband is found dead on the floor.
What?
Yeah.
From what?
A heart attack, George.
Oh, my God.
And she was in the hospital, you know, under anesthesia and, you know, recuperating. But when she started coming out, she says, oh, you know, call her husband. No answer. Oh, well, maybe, you know, he's outside. He doesn't hear the phone. That continues on and on and on until finally her neighbor, you know, her best friend's husband comes up to the house Wednesday morning. The house is locked up, peers in through the window, and sees her husband laying on the floor.
Oh, boy.
So I'm glad when I called her at the hospital and I realized, you know, EMT, cops, everything, unattended death, they treat it as a crime scene till the medical examiner comes, does their thing. Then, you know, it's this whole big legal process before they can remove the body. And so, but I'm glad I called her and I just said, you know, oh, sweetie, I'm just so glad that under the circumstances we had a little time with all of us together. You know, because you just never know.
That's right.
And so you just never know, guys.
You can leave in a heartbeat.
Just like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks. You take
care. Thank you for sharing that story.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. And his guest today is Theodore DeWert and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is rolling along, but today is the day we tell people they got to be careful what they listen to and what they do after they listen. Because you know the story, George, I told you the other day, you cannot vote. When they say spray silicone on your tires, it's on the side of the tires. Not on the whole tire. Hey, don't laugh.
There's another
out there that ran into the garage wall because they sprayed silicone all over the tire.
Bob, there's a lot of people like that. Another one is called Silicone Sam. She silicones the entire car, bumper to bumper, roof to ground.
Oh, don't tell me. They put silicone on their vinyl seats.
Everything.
And they turn the corner and they slide over to the passenger side.
Yeah, they call it quick exit.
Quick exit. Well, you know, that did happen to me once, so that's why I know.
Yeah, that's why she got the name Silicone Sam. And Salina thought he got his mind in the gutter.
What?
Yeah, he got his mind in the gutter. Why they call her Silicone Sam?
You gotta put your mind in the gutter, Sam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for the punchline. Going, okay, because she's slick, I guess. Okay.
No, more than slick.
That's too funny. But anyway, I have to confess that in the early days, and I'll tell my story before I get off the air, so people don't think I just make fun of people.
Yeah, because you're one of them.
When I first, George and I first started working together, George tells me, listen, he go to the store and you need to put synthetic oil in your car. And I go, okay. And he starts telling me why I should. He says, so go to the store and get Royal Purple Synthetic Oil. Now, my brain, what do you think I heard? Synthetic oil store. So
yep,
I go to the store. I go in the store, and I'm looking, and I go, oh, the first oil I see, there's castor oil, synthetic oil. I go back there to George. George just looks at me and goes, what are those for? I said, it's the oil you told me to buy. I didn't tell you to buy that. I said, look, it says right here, synthetic oil. And he goes, no, Bob, Royal Purple Synthetic. I said, oh, I remember the royal part. So, folks, that's why you write this stuff down, because, you know, we all slip a little bit. And
no, tell them the real facts about it. Bob went to a store, and the store looked like the right color, so he walks in.
Oh, yeah, and I went to the wrong store, too. That's right.
Because it was the right color store, so you never looked the sign, but you just walked in.
That's true, too. Okay, now I know I got to go, because too much personal information is coming out. As always, take care of your car, to take care of you. We'll talk to you. I can't even say my goodbye. Aloha.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, boy. So, you know, Bob cannot be so hard on people that spray the silicone on the whole car. So, I guess we got to be careful what we say, because you never know what people are thinking out there. Like Jay Leno said, you know, got to watch people.
That's right, George.
Yep. So
they're going to take things into their own minds.
Well, no, this one professor at mm-hmm. University of Manoa campus, he filled his engine. He opened the oil cap, and he filled it up with water.
What's wrong with that?
To the top. Because he thought
that was a radiator.
He was low on water. And I said, how come you filled in the radiator, in the oil cap? He said, it didn't say oil cap. It said 710. I said, what? He said, yeah. So I looked at it. He had the cap upside down, so he's reading 710.
Oil.
Water. So much for that. Give us a call at 296-5467. And let's go to more calls.
We have Dean, or I should say Dottie Dean from East Oahu.
Oh, there's Sam Spotner.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Bob got me all started on this about people's call names and all. So I don't know if the listeners ever found out how I got the name Dr. Dean, but I've got to share a little story with them. The summer of 2004, leave it to later Laurie's card. She finally decides to take her car to George for the very first time after listening to him for 2 years. And she needed her brake system flushed. So what happened was that when Laurie and Silicone Sam get there, George asked them, I want you folks to tell me what's wrong with this. And they looked at George like, we don't know what's wrong with this. Well, he says, well, something's wrong with this if you listen to my show. Aha, I just happened to be down there because I needed an optimal battery for my car. And George asked me, tell me what's wrong with this. It was a Prestone .3, about, what, 1 quart of brake fluid. And I said, oh, I know why. He's because, see, I forgot, George wants the .4. So George goes, you listening to my show or what? So that's how the nickname .3 Dean came about.
No. Dean, tell him the real story.
The real story?
It was cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. It was cheaper. So what happened was that, anyway, no, to rectify that, I took it back to where I bought it from. But then I had to go to another auto parts store because that auto parts store didn't carry .3. So I had to go to another auto parts store and buy a thing of .4. But I wised up this time. I found that Castro GT-LMA is flexible. It's like a flex fuel. So we used that. So we brought that instead. And since then, that's the only brake fluid I dare use now is Castro GT-LMA.
But you got the name already.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my that's the history of how why I'm known as Dr. Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you have the same trivia running?
Yes, I do.
Well, what's the trivia?
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
The trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has that fantastic detergent called the Grisa 2000. You gotta try it, folks. Excellent. They also have Royal Purple. Every grade, size, bottle, whatever. Yeah. And all the other good stuff. So go check him out. Crestec Cleaning Center. His phone number is 942-2500. Okay? If you get lost and you don't know where he is. With all this computer age, you can just dial it in on a computer. Anyway, getting back to your headlight lenses. You can clean those headlight lenses if they are just mildly discolored with Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Now, I hope we don't have a lot of Bobs out there and go out and go, well, I guess this is it.
Aluminum polish.
Yeah. Okay? You dab it on a cloth and rub it and rub it and rub it, and it comes clean, just like new. Now, if it's badly discolored, you go down to the parts store and you buy one sheet of ultra-fine sandpaper. About a 1,000 grit. Put some water on the lens and light sand it. And when it's done, get your mother's aluminum magwheel polish and rub it out. And it'll come just like new. Then your car can see where he's going. So if you get into an accident and a policeman say, "Didn't you see?" "No, I guess not, because my car has bad eyesight."
I don't think it's a very good excuse, George.
Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Vincent from Waipahu.
Hi, Vincent.
Hi. I had two questions. One was, is it true about the mothballs in your gas tank?
What's true about it?
Someone said, I heard that if you put the few mothballs in your gas tank, you get a lot more, money for your gallon of gas.
You get better gas mileage, yes.
But how do you know how much to put in? Or
five per gallon.
Five per gallon?
Yes.
And then the other question is, my dad had a friend put in a new alternator, and I had it tested, and it says it's putting out. It says that the alternator is alive, but it's not charging the battery. My battery, my power will run out, and the battery will be dead.
Mm-hmm. Then the alternator is defective.
Even if it's a brand new one, does that happen?
Oh, yes. More so today than before.
Most of them are rebuilt, aren't they, George?
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of them come from China.
Oh, so it's like it's just weak and very ineffective.
Change it again. What brand was it?
I don't know. I'm trying to get my dad to investigate because it's his car, but he's not getting to it. So
yeah, well,
you better go backtrack too about the mothballs, because it has to be a certain type, right?
Yeah, the mothballs has to be naphthalene. The ingredient has to be 100% naphthalene. Naphthalene is an octane booster. Okay?
Can you spell that?
Naphthalene, N-A-P-H-A-L-E-N-E.
Naphthalene, okay. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Who's next?
We have Patrick from Coalina.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hey, you were talking about earlier how it's they've been having fly-by-wire on airplanes for a long time, and that translates to must safe on cars. And I can tell you, as being a pilot, that fly-by-wire has had a lot of problems, and the engineers didn't sit down and go, boy, this is a safer way to go. They went, we can save some weight doing this, and we can save some money doing this, so we're going to do fly-by-wire. It's not because it's safer. It's because it makes the car or the airplane weigh less. And it's definitely not the backup systems in a car that are in an airplane. Backup systems in an airplane are 5 or 6 times redundancy. You don't have anything in a car.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, they've done a lot of things. They took out the third pilot to save weight. They did a lot of things that weren't the safest way to go, but it made sense to the people buying the airplanes that they'd save some fuel and some salary. So just because you're looking at it being in the, they've had a lot of military planes come out of the sky from chafing. They have a lot of problems with just uncontrolled stuff in these planes. So I really think it's a hugely bad idea in cars. They just don't have the backup systems.
Yep.
You know, have a shaft going all the way down there.
I believe in that.
That's the only way to go.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
You've got a bonus today. You have the famous Safari on the line.
Safari?
Yeah.
I don't hear him.
I don't know what happened to him.
George.
Oh, Earl.
Yeah, dinosaur. I got a question.
Okay. What happened to you?
Nothing. I'm still
alive.
Still here.
Are you still with Waipahu?
No. No, retired.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
It's about time you went back into the...
Dinosaur.
What's up?
If I add daily vitamins to my gas tank, I'll get more power.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, coming from you, I won't believe I won't add about 10 daily vitamins to my gas tank.
Hey, you got to stop by.
Yeah, one of these days. Were you on every Saturday?
Yeah.
I'll give you a call later when you're off the air.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, you have a good one, Tom.
You too.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was Earl Char. Earl Safari Char. Yeah. We go way back in the 60s. Yeah. A lot of fun.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. And his guests today are Theodore DeWard and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dime.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Bob from Wahiwa.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, how you doing, George? I have a Neon Plymouth 98. Mm-hmm. At first, okay. she was overheating, and now when the temperature goes up to a 50, she would whistle. And then when you start it up in the morning to take it out of the space, she starts to boom, 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 like that. Vibrating. Even if you go down the street, she's vibrating.
Uh-huh.
The engine.
Mm-hmm.
Brrr, like that. Brrr, boom, 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 like that down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to wait for the light to change, and it keeps on doing the same thing. We put the oil, transmission fluid, water, everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the same thing for the last 4 or 5 months.
You got to bring it in and have it checked out.
Yeah, we did. You know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
We took it home, and then we brought it back, and then we took it home, and then we brought it back. It's the same way we went in and the same way we came out. The guy keeps on charging us, and it's still the same thing.
The guy must be a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but they don't seem to be. He's just charging us money, 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 money.
Then you're going to the wrong place, man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. I don't know, George. My wife is getting sick and tired of the car because she keeps on jerking when you walk down the street.
It's either you get rid of the car or bring it to the right shop. One of the two.
Oh, I see. Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Betty from IEA.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I have two questions for you and one question for Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
About tire rotation, how do you rotate the tire?
You rotate the tires every time you drive. It spins.
No, I mean, what do you call it?
A tire rotation.
Yeah, that's no. You move the front to the back, back to the front.
Front to the back and back to the front of the same side. Then.
That's it. Never crisscross.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're talking about tire pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If your PSI is 44, then what do you recommend?
It depends on what's on the tire. If the tire says max PSI 44, that's what I recommend.
Oh, because you were talking about the auto race.
Yeah, auto racing is another type of tire that they run.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
And then what is the least you should have it if it's 44?
44.
Okay, and then
you see the reason we found that the higher pressure works the best is the tire lasts longer, the outer edge threads do not wear out first, if you go down to any tire shop and tell the people there you want to see the old tires that they're going to throw away, and look at everybody's tire, the outside edge is worn, not the center. It's because they were running underinflated. Now, when you run the proper inflation, the thread wear is even right across. The whole thing wears evenly. That means you get a better footprint on the ground. Okay?
Okay, because that's not what the tire people say, but yeah. Okay.
The tire people don't know what they're talking about.
I always have to tell them 44.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Theodore, can you tell us about all the Royal Purple products then for the car?
Well, yes, you can start with the front, the Purple Ice, to reduce your engine running temperature, and you're not carrying as much antifreeze, which becomes negative after about 2 years in there and really starts to eat up the entire radiator system. And from there you can go to the power steering fluid and the engine oils, the transmission fluids, and the differential fluids, and we're not greasing cars anymore because there's no more zerk fittings. What is it, George? After 2000, I don't think we saw any zerk fittings. But so that about covers it. And if you've got problems with squeaky doors or squeaky hinges, the Max Film and the Max Chain works extremely well.
Max what?
Film.
F-I-L-M?
Yes.
And Max what?
Chain.
C-H-A-I.
Right, chain. And the chain has a very volatile carrier, so that you spray it on something, and in about 20 minutes, it's dry. The volatile carrier has evaporated, and you leave a hard, dry film of lubricant on whatever it is. And most garages or shops that have the Max Film and the Max Chain, they have a great deal of trouble keeping it in stock because the workers take it home. And they use it on the runners for the lanai doors and anything like that. It works beautifully. So they some have even stopped carrying it because it never stays in the shop. But that about covers from the Royal Purple products that you would use in a standard automobile.
Purple Ice is for the radiator?
Yes, yes.
So in place of the regular...
Well, what you do is you put in 20% to 30% if you drain the radiator, and you should drain the radiator once every 2 years, drain the coolant system and really flush it out ideally. But you drain the coolant and you put in 20% to 30% antifreeze, the balance water, and 1 pint of Purple Ice, and that's it. You'll find the car will run 10, 15, as high as 20 degrees cooler. And you will not have the erosion or corrosion in the radiator that you had with antifreeze.
So just drain it, and then so people can do it themselves?
No.
Okay. So then you call it a flush?
Yes.
Yeah, you've really got to flush it out, because what happens is if you drain the radiator, you only get about, what, George, 50-60% of the coolant out of the system.
Yeah.
The rest of it is in the engine itself. And it's not going to come out unless you push it out.
So 20-30% of the
fluid is antifreeze.
The antifreeze, and then the rest water?
Water, and 1 pint of Purple Ice, right?
Yeah.
George, what's your experience been with Purple Ice?
Good. It's it makes the water transfer the heat into the radiator better. Okay?
And then you can once you use it, then that's it?
No, every 2 years you do it.
Oh. You mean flush it out?
Yes.
Oh. And what about the power steering fluid?
100,000.
What? Every 100,000?
Right.
If you're using purple, Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And transmission, you don't have to, once only.
The trans, if you're using Royal Purple, it's 100,000.
100,000.
Mm-hmm. But that's with the HF, ATF, correct, George?
No.
In a car, the ATF is 100,000, but in a pickup truck or a truck, a van.
If you're going heavy duty, then you've got to use HF.
Yeah,
and that'll go 100,000.
Yeah, normally it's the regular transmission oil is fine. Okay.
And the differential?
It's in the transmission already.
No, no, no. Differential, George.
Yeah. If it's a front-wheel drive
car. Front-wheel drive, yeah.
Yeah. The differential is in the transmission. But if you got a truck or
a van,
then it'll have a differential in the back.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Hal from Makiki.
Hi, Hal.
Hi, George. Is there much difference between regular and premium gas on the performance of the car?
Yes.
How much?
Lots.
Like what?
You got to remember now, you cannot run 87 or 89 octane fuel in a weed whacker or any gasoline engine. The state allowed the oil companies 5 years ago to lower the octane three numbers across the board. And if you read the manuals, it says do not run fuel below 87. And if you do the math, only the 92 is above 87. Okay?
Okay.
So you have no choice.
And that's premium gas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, George.
Okay.
Yeah, just come in your shop, George, and see some of those pistons.
Yeah.
You've got sitting around where people have been burning 87, 89 octane gas.
Take a look at the pistons.
And they're literally heating up.
Yep, melted. Okay, who's next?
Oh, we're going to go to break first. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika, and his guests today are Theodore DeWord and Sean from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and Wanda's on the phone again. So, anyway, you got to try the trivia. Take a guess. All she can tell you is you're wrong. No big deal. Okay, so anyway, if you got questions about what we've been talking about, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, Wanda, who's on the line?
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Great show. I used to play tennis with Safari, so that's kind of cool to hear his voice.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, I have a complaint with the dealership, and I have a great relationship with the service advisor, so I don't want to, you know, give me some tips on how to work with it. My wife's car is brand new, 3 months old, and the radio went out, so it was under warranty, so they fixed the radio for free. It took 10 days because the radio had to come in from Korea. And, you know, so it's a 10-year warranty, so I'll be with them a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So after 10 days, I get the car back, and, like, there's on my wife's dashboard, there's a sheen of dirt all over. I mean, it's very light, but it's dirt everywhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing's broken, it's just dirt. And my wife is, like, immaculate. Second problem is, you know, when they took the radio out, it looks like they had a little tiny screwdriver, like the kind for your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Pry the radio out, so there's a little nick in it, you know, in between the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't damage the performance of my car, but what do I do?
You go back to your friend and tell them about it.
What do I ask for, or what do I expect from them?
They've got to fix it.
Okay, well, again, it's like a, you know, it's like a little dimple. Like
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of not straight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't fix it. It's impossible.
Then have them change it.
Oh. Really?
That's it, yeah.
Just a small little, but again, I'm going to be, it's a 10-year, 100,000 mile warranty. I want it to take care of me forever, you know?
Well, I think that the warranty is the 100,000 is mostly for the powertrain.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. What I mean is I'm going to be working with them for that long.
Right. Well,
I want to keep a good relationship with them.
Just explain to your service advisor that, you know, we do take care of the car and that we do not appreciate this. It wasn't there before. And they
right.
do have a. What you're supposed to use now that they come out with is a plastic pry bar. Which
special,
will,
right?
Yeah, well, it's not a special thing, but it's they can yeah.
just go back to the service manager, explain your problem, and he'll get it done.
Okay.
Okay.
Speak to
can
the
I,
service manager.
Yeah.
And I can expect them to detail the inside of the car, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. Awesome
okay.
show. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay. Who's next? Wanda.
We have Mike on the line.
Hi, Mike.
Aloha from Mililani. How are you gentlemen today?
Oh, still alive.
Good. Hey, I wanted to ask Theodore and Sean and you also, George. You know, I got a four-year-old truck, and every time I change the oil, they ask me, why am I changing the oil? Because I got over 7,000 miles each oil change, and now that the truck is 4 years old, I've changed the oil three times, including the original oil change. And every time, the oil is still like new, because I always change the filter every 3,000. So my question is, how long can we go? You know, some people tell me they go 15,000, and they always change the oil filter. But what's the general rule of thumb we should go on? Because
15,000.
Some people say, hey, you know, you're paying a lot for that 15,
oil. 15,000 miles, Mike.
15,000.
15.
15, 1-5.
Yes.
So when you boil that down, that's still the cheapest oil in town.
Yes.
And change your filter every 5.
You only change the filter if it's
change
a little filter.
Okay, change the filter every 5,000?
Or when the oil is dirty.
No. When
okay.
If you
okay.
have a tiny filter,
uh-huh.
okay, because all the filters are different size. They're not all the same size.
That's right.
Okay? If you have a small filter, and you change it every 3,000.
Okay. Now, if I have any other questions, because I know your radio show is about to go off,
yep.
can I get each of your phone numbers so at least I can contact you?
Theodore's number is 352-5200.
Okay. And do you have any other numbers?
And you can reach me at 227-9238.
9238, okay. And George, your number again, just to be sure?
296-5467.
Okay, one
your
more
shop
question.
No, I think your shop number,
oh,
George.
My shop number.
You know that guy before, he was saying that he keeps taking his car back
yep.
to the same old shop?
Yep.
George, does he know you have a shop?
They all do.
Well, I don't get it. He's calling you for advice because somebody else is messing his car up? And you're the guy with the shop?
That's people's mentality.
But your number, George.
847-5554.
Okay. 54 is the last two, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for the work and the saving of money you're doing for everything.
Thanks, Mike.
The disposal fees alone save me a lot of money. I don't have to dump the oil.
There
you go.
If you're going to dump that oil that early, give it to me. I can use it.
You guys are good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Charlie all the way from Kona.
Hi, Charlie.
Aloha. How is it? You know what? One thing I want to ask you, how often do you put... I have another question, but how often do you put those mothballs?
Every time you fill gas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, my thing is this. I have an S2000,
mm-hmm.
and because of the economy, the insurance is so high, I have to either sell it or put it away, and I was wondering, what do we do to store a car?
To store the car?
Yeah.
I hate to sell it, but...
Why you want to store it?
Well, because I can't drive it, because I can't afford the insurance on it right now because of the economy.
I wouldn't recommend storing it.
Sell it better?
Yes.
Okay.
Because only reason is because it keeps depreciating and you're losing money.
Oh, okay.
But if it was a 57 Chevy Bel Air, no problem. Store it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if I can't sell it, well, if I can't sell it right now, what do I do just to keep it until I can sell it?
Okay, you get a wire, attach it to the frame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And attach it to a water pipe in the ground. And if you have no water pipe in the ground, look for a fence post, metal fence post, attach it to that.
Oh, for the magnetic or something.
Yeah.
Or just drive
grounding
steel,
it.
Or just drive a steel stake into the ground.
Yeah, or pound a stake into the ground.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And keep the battery alive. Do not disconnect it.
Oh, and then start it every so often.
You don't have, not necessary to start it, but you have to keep the battery alive.
Okay, so better to sell it. Okay.
Okay?
Hey, thanks. I sure love your show.
Thank you.
We listen every Saturday.
Thank you.
Hey, mahalo.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Norma from Manoa.
Hi, Norma.
Hi, George. Thank you. My car is 9 years old, and the eyeball is obscure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the sandpapering and the aluminum mag polish would help it?
Definitely.
Okay. It's really bad.
Poor thing. Your car can't see where he's going.
Well, yeah, I know. It was given to me by my son, so. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll try that.
It'll work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Wow. We're running out of time, guys. How are we going to add more time? Hey, Chaz, put more time.
Well, George, we do thank you for having us, and we just want to say...
Okay, but before we get off the air, I'd like to put this in. A lot of people, because of the economy, are looking for cheap, cheap, cheap. Brake parts, folks, do not buy cheap parts. They're made from China, and China parts do not work. Your life is worth more than a cheap brake job. Think about that, okay? Or that little child that's crossing in front of you that gets run over because the brake failed is not worth it. Who's next on the phone?
We have Chris from Honolulu.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
I'm out of question. My dad has a 96 car, and he wants me to try to fix the radio. I can only get the AM to work, and the FM doesn't work. It's just all static. I don't know if that's the antenna, or is that just the radio?
That's most time the radio.
The radio?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because the AM works, it's just the FM, it doesn't really catch anything. So
yeah, that's the radio. Because if AM works, then it's not the antenna.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Aloha. Okay, is that time again? We must say aloha. But folks, take care of each other. And that means literally take care of each other. We're on a small, small island. And we need to take care of each other, help each other out. Like back in the 50s. And Earl knows about that. Anyway. Thanks for calling in. For all those callers that called in and made a show. And the rest of you, please don't drink and drive. And take care of the children. You know, the governor's cutting this, cutting that. Let's take care of the kids. Drive carefully. And see you next week. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program